Today's 30-page testimony from Anders Breivik is the most detailed public account of his views so far. Outside the detailed psychiatric assessments he's been subjected to, they offer the rest of us the best possible insight to date into how he thinks. Dr. Roderick Orner is a consultant clinical psychologist and a visiting professor at the University of Lincoln. He's Norwegian and was in the country when Anders Breivik carried out the killings. Thank you for taking the time to join us. And it's hard to know where to start with this 30 pages, but let's take a look at some of what he said. He said, as we've reported, he would do it all again, and he said what he did was the most spectacular attack by a nationalist militant since World War II. Prosecutors asked him to explain what he meant, and he compared his attacks to the United States dropping atomic bombs on Japan during the Second World War. What do you make of all that?
Well, his position reflects really the very elaborate cognitive structure that he has built up around and to justify his own actions. And he sees in the world acts of extreme aggressions being perpetrated and by different people and by different interest groups. And he says, well, I have my interest group and I'm doing the same. And I don't see any reason why my position should be viewed as any different from that of many others. So there's the reference to the United States, there's a reference to other atrocities. And he is quite clear, really. He says, well, what I did is a terrible thing, but it is to a greater long-term good. And he thinks long-term.
Is there something self-aggrandizing in all of that?
Well, he of course, it sounds like that to us. And I think we should be very cautious about labeling things. We should listen very carefully to what he says, because and not to think of it in terms of here's a man who is mentally ill who speaks. This is a man who is now the voice of the extreme right, of extreme ultra-nationalism and of fundamentalism. And he speaks on behalf of forces that are loose in Europe and in other places in the world. And if we just write this off as the statements of a madman, we will suffer for this in the long term, because we will not have listened to what it is that he says. And he's warning us.
What do you say to the view that we simply shouldn't listen to what he said? We've had emails to this effect, and I'm sure you can understand them. People saying, look, this is a madman trying to justify horrific actions, and we shouldn't listen. You think to fail to listen would be catastrophic?
I think this would be something that we will really regret, come to regret very, very much indeed. One of the key points that we learned from Breivik last year was that here's a man who has refused to engage in debate. And part of his counter-accusations now is that, well, nobody has given him and his body of opinion a platform in which to have discussions. Now, what is so important to engage fundamentalism is to have open debate. This does not justify his actions in any way, but debate is a crucial aspect of democracy.
What else?
All opinions should be represented.
What else from what he said today do you want to talk about?
I think that there's a misunderstanding afoot where he is claimed that he has argued self-defense. That's a mistranslation from the Norwegian. What he has claimed is exceptional legal circumstances that, if taken into account, the court would also accept that, although his actions were extreme, they were justified. If it were to accept his longer-term aims.
Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Roderick Orner, consultant clinical psychologist and visiting professor at the University of Lincoln.